Don't send, don't write no letter. Stay away from your telephone. I need you person to person. Send your fine cell phone home. Don't send me no message. You know I'm all alone. I need you person to person. Send your fine cell phone home. Ain't no use to telephoning me. I can't blow no telephone all the time you're telephoning me. You could be coming home, oh baby. No, don't call me on the telephone. I need you person to person. Send your fine cell phone home. No telephone all the time you're telephoning me. You could be coming home, oh baby. No, don't call me on the telephone. I need you person to person. Send your fine cell phone home. Ain't no use to send no letter. I can't hold the paper tight. Ain't no use to send no message. It can talk to me now, night. Oh baby. On an iPhone. I need you person to person. Send your fine cell phone home. Yeah, get your ass down here, mister.
What a way to start. The Raven and the Blues. It's been over 18 months since Ayo was here last, and 18 months in which I guess a lot has happened for you, but we'll come to that in stages, I guess, over the time. But also the big thing was the new album, which came out at the early part of this year, I guess, which, of course, because of the way the tracks are on it, it's probably going to be difficult for you to recreate here today. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, always when you have a band in the studio, so it's a different thing to play with a band and a different thing to play songs as a solo. Mm. Definitely, yeah.
With the album Sky's Crying, you went back to Elmore James, and it was quite a risk. When I first heard about it, I thought, oh dear.
Because, oh dear, what she's done.
Well, it's just we all know the track so well, and it could just sound like a sort of a cheap copy in a way. But what you've done, so when the album came, I opened it, put it on the CD player with some, you know, excitement. What you've actually done, though, to me, is actually you've kind of recreated them in your own light, haven't you? You've taken the spirit of Elmore and made it into the spirit of Ayo. Is that a fair description?
That's a very lovely way to put it, really. Thank you very much. What I did, you know, of course, it was a risky thing to start to do something like that. But, you know, Elmore James has been always one of my biggest idols. And, you know, so... And when I was thinking what kind of album I would like to do next. I had always had this image in my head that someday I'm going to make this very bluesy album with a lot of slide guitar. And then I started to think about, what about a tribute album? And then I was thinking, who would be the guy or girl to make the tribute of? And Elmore James just felt like a natural choice for me, really.
Yes.
And of course, when I started to go through the songs, I listened to a lot of his repertoire and had to pick up the ones that would suit me the best, you know, and the ones would, you know, I felt that I could probably make best versions of myself. And so it was very hard to pick up the right songs, but eventually I'm pretty happy with the songs we decided to put in the album. And there are some songs that I tried to play as close as Elmore did.
Yes.
And some of them I just totally changed.
was the reason for playing them close like Elmore because you felt you couldn't make any alteration which would improve it, or?
Well, there's a couple of tracks that I really tried to nail them the way Elmore did, and the one of them is just the one I just played by myself in the studio here now, the person to person. Mm-hmm. which, by the way, has a great lyrics about human communication. Yes. And the connection that, you know, we should be there. You know, now even nowadays, this song has been like made tens and tens years ago.
Yes.
But today, even today, it just nails the point that we should be there. You know, forget your iPhones. I changed one word. There's no telephone. There's iPhone in the last verse.
I was gonna say this.
You know, just to underline the fact that, you know, we just have all these gadgets, and you know, it's some sort of socializing, but it's still it's best to be there, and you know, the real human touch. Nothing will ever win that. So, Person's a Person. Yeah, that's the one song that we try to do as close as possible, and Something Inside Me as well, you know. So I was very carefully listening to the riffs Elmore was doing, and I tried to do them the same way. Of course, I have a different equipment,
yes,
different style, you know. It's a different times, and of course I have my own female perspective of things, so that does change it, although I tried to do it as much as close as Elmore did it. And one of the reasons why I wanted to so to speak copy, if you say very straightforward as copy, he's playing, I really wanted to nail some of the things he does, you know. I'm pretty sure I've already, you know, snatch a few riffs to my own playing from him, you know. And you know, and of course I'm always when you learn from other artists, you take something what they've done, and then you mold it into your own.
Did you spend many hours listening to his work again? Did you go back to his repertoire and listen to it again and again to sort of train for it, or did you sort of try to do it from the feeling it had rather than the fresh memory?
Well, of course, I had to learn all the things, you know, by memory. Mm-hmm. I tried to learn the lyrics and everything before I went to the studio, but I still in the studio. I was still reading some of the lyrics from the paper, but just, you know, get the right words and everything down, and inspire the band as well at the same time. You know, when you're in the studio, you try to perform anyway.
Yes.
Although there's no people, you still, because you need to create the atmosphere with your own band. So yeah, of course, I was listening to a lot of the songs, and I even listened them during the sessions, you know.
Yes.
Just to listen, oh,
an eight memoir.
Oh, this is the way it actually goes, you know. And then you just realize, oh, we just really changed something like totally in a different way. And then we go like, well, we kind of like this. Will people like it? But eventually, you know, it seems like people have really liked this album, which has been very lovely too.
We'll come on to the response and other things that have happened to you in the last 18 months at the end of the next number. What are you going to do for us next?
Okay, this is a track from the album as well, and this one is called Hand in Hand.
Yeah, I lost my baby. No, he just won't treat me right. Yes, I lost my baby. No, he just won't treat me right. He leaves home early in the morning and goes out with some other girl. Every time I see my baby walking down the street with another girl. Every time I see my baby walking down the street with another girl. Now it used to be a cousin, nowadays they're running hand in hand. We'll be right back. don't understand. He leaves home early in the morning and goes out with some other girl. Bastard.
Bit of a humour in there.
Well, I can see how it changed the words, but therefore it meant that the other girl didn't rhyme with stand anymore, but it kind of worked. Hey, Littenden, a track from the album The Sky Is Crying, we're performing live on the Raven of the Blues. We've described how making the album, but there is still a risk that the Blues Police and your fan base might also say, hang on, what are you doing there, Miss Littenden? What was the response like originally when it first came out?
You know, actually, the response has been much better than I thought. You know, we haven't had too much of critics, really. It's been like more like, oh wow, you know, you've done those classic songs and they still work, and you still have been able to put your own mark to it and your own feeling. And I do think it has a very good overall, it has a great feeling. The whole album has a great feeling overall, and we were so much enjoying in the studio and making it, you know. So at least nobody has been coming to say to me anything straight. So.
There's one track on the album which you wrote as a tribute, in a sense. Did that come before the album, or did that come while you were making it, if you see what I mean?
I started writing songs when we decided, okay, now we're going to do this Elmer James tribute album. And I wrote a song for Elmer himself, which is called The King of the Slide Guitar, which kind of, for me, describes him quite well. You know, so I was reading his story and, you know, things he liked. You know, he liked to go hunting, and so he had his dogs with him, and, yes, and he liked fast cars and things like that, you know. Things you don't probably know. You don't have to necessarily know about those things, you know. You just listen to somebody's music and you go, oh, great, I like this. But so I was digging into the history and then started to write the song. And there's this line in this song. Well, actually, the chorus starts like, my bleeding heart, he cures again. And he has this song, My Bleeding Heart. Mm. So, you know, I wanted to put it there, you know, it suited so well. And, you know, just little things to kind of honor him. And yeah, and then the other song is Eria's contribution to jazz, which is a version of Elmer's contribution to jazz.
Jazz, yes. And again, that was that something, again, you planned before the session, or did it come during the course of the session? You're like, let's do that.
Well, actually, yeah, we did. I have some kind of form that when I'm going to the studio, I already have things kind of planned. Mm. But sometimes things just happen and something comes out, you know, naturally. So we had rehearsed that song beforehand.
Right.
Let's just put it this way.
So, is the album what you kind of expected? Is it the way you, in your mind, saw it before you went in the studio, or did it come out differently?
Well, the title track, The Sky Is Crying, every time when I'm thinking of the album, I'm kind of thinking of that and the sound in that song and the feeling. It's such a big song, really.
Yes.
Guys like Stevie Ray Vaughan has made a version out of it, and many were asking, like, "Okay, is this a Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute?" It could have been, you know. But I'm a slide guitar player, so for me, more Elmer James was really the very natural option. So, thinking of the album, I do think of that sound, and I think of that mood. I think we managed to capture, you know, a lot of energy to that song. Mm. So it's kind of, I have this, you know, I'm singing the verses, and we add this minor chord to the fourth chord. It usually goes to the fourth, just like, but we add this minor,
yes,
which adds a bit of a more mystic to the song. Purists may go like, ah, no, but I think it's quite a subtle thing. It hasn't changed the song too much,
no,
but still it changed something in there. And then I play two solos in the song, and the first one is okay. After the first one, we go to the last verse. But after that, you know, me and the band, we just keep on going. You know, it just kind of builds towards the end, the whole song. And also, after we record other tracks in the studio, in Helsinki called E Studio was the place, and we started to listen to the tracks, and I went like, you know, Ilmar had he had a trumpet and a saxophone player in the tracks, and I went like, you know, we got to meet them as well. Let's just do that. And I spent a couple of days in my home studio, and I wrote arrangements for horns, and I got two very good guys, Petri Puolitaival and Jukka Eskola, to play trumpet and saxophone, and yeah, and I think it definitely give a nice touch for the whole album.
When you're touring, as you are now, coming to the end of your UK tour and then heading back into Europe and eventually home to Finland, Normally your set list is a mixture of the albums and things. So how much of your current set list is tracks from the current album?
Well, it is almost the whole album, actually.
Right.
So we've been playing a lot of the songs.
Yes.
Which is always fun, you know.
Do you feel yourself being channeled by the spirit of Elmore James when you're on stage doing it? Because how does it seem to be doing them in a batch together?
Well, you know, I've been playing Elmore's songs for ages, yes. Really. You know, there's this song, It Hurts Me Too, which I've recorded already 2006 in Mississippi for my Dreamland Blues album. So there has always been...
The spirit of Elmore's always been in the set.
Yeah, he's been always sitting here.
Yes.
And of course, there's this ending song we've been doing on the live shows like past 10 years. It's a song called Dust My Broom.
Yeah.
Some of you have probably heard that before.
Yeah, it's probably, as we speak on a wet Monday afternoon, there's probably a band somewhere in the world on a stage somewhere.
They're probably playing that.
Doing Dust My Broom right now. That's right,
yeah. Yeah, that's
something
right.
Written by Elmore James.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, you know, when you're on stage, you don't think about those things.
No.
Otherwise, it doesn't happen. You know, you just have to play the music. That's it. Enjoy the moment.
It's been a good tour, this one. Have you enjoyed doing it?
Yes, very much. It's been so much fun to be back in England. It's been like 18 months, something like that, since we were here last time. And it has been going very well. We've been getting new fans. And
I've been reading some great reviews. I mean, it's been going down well.
Yeah.
Know, the response back.
Yes.
And you're leaving here and you're not going straight home, are you? You've got Germany next or something, is it? Where are you going to after this?
Actually, I'm going to go to Helsinki a few days.
Okay,
and then,
right.
I'm going to go to Blues Cruise in Sweden. So.
All right.
It's going to be a little bit more rock and roll for
a little
this
while
girl.
Yet. We'll talk about going home and that kind of things after your next number. So what are you going to do for us next?
Okay, well, let's do this. This is actually a very good song for this this moment. This is called No Place Like Home. And this is an old song. This is an old song. This is from the few years back. No Place Like Home.
Your things into a suitcase. things out there you're gonna try. And soon you are going to say goodbye. Out on the road, right in the thrill, still you are missing your king of the hill. You'll be buzzing like a queen in a honeycomb. Still there.
No place like home. Heading home to Helsinki in a few hours' time after the last gig in the UK, the Bull and Barnes tonight, the Bull's Head at Barnes. When you get home, though, it's a bit different, because I was reading and there was, I saw a photograph of you from the end of last year, I think, with two gorgeous little babies. And I guess you've has the family grown?
That's right, that's right. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't been touring in the UK for a while. Last spring, last year, I found out, 2013, I found out that I'm pregnant with twins. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, I've been touring for quite so many years now. And I always had it in my mind that someday I would like to have a family. You know,
right.
It's not like you can always wish for things.
Yes.
That's it. And and hope that things will happen. And so I feel I'm very blessed, actually. You know, it's amazing to have two little fantastic
yes.
boys. And they were 2.5 months old when I took them on tour with me.
I was just going to say, are they on tour yet?
Yeah, four boys, you know. But, you know, I'm a mischief. And like in this song, I was just singing. Actually, when I was singing it, I went like, oh, my God. You know, I wrote this song like several years ago. I actually wrote it in the backstage somewhere in Spain, in the blues club. And it's about all this, you know, sitting by the fire, but you still have the desire to go out and
yes.
play. You know, of course, I miss my little ones
yes.
a lot. You know, we have this two weeks here in UK, and I'm so, so happy to be here. But I also, you know,
the same
my heart
time. You
is
just want to get
someplace.
Back.
Yes,
yeah.
yeah. So I'm really looking forward to go back home and spend some time with them. Yeah.
I guess it won't be too long, I hope. You know, in a couple of years' time, they'll be able to come with you on more often, I guess.
Yeah.
Do some
you know,
foreign travel and things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been touring with me in Finland and Sweden, actually.
Yes.
So when they were very small and they could move anywhere. But now when they're getting bigger, they're actually 9 months right now. So they want to move and, you know, go to places. So it does require the 24/7.
You've got some exciting times ahead, I guess.
Yes.
Yes. Especially
yes.
with twins as well.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so looking forward to that.
With the last album and using, therefore, most of the work from somebody else, from Elmore James, does that mean you've got a stockpile of songs you've already written waiting for the next album?
You know, I do have a lot of songs waiting for the next album, and I'm really looking forward to starting to work with those in the studio. And but I think first we're gonna put out a DVD, which was we actually filmed the 100 Club show in
yes.
London just recently, and so I think that's gonna be coming out in spring 2015. And I guess during the spring we will go to studio again and
right,
start
yes.
working with the new songs.
So about another year at least then before we see.
I think it's gonna be another year. Mm. Yes.
And in terms of the touring, it does look that you're touring as much as ever, despite having some months out of having children.
Yeah.
Obviously, touring is still the important part of being part of the A.A. Litton organisation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, touring, playing gigs, that is still the most, you know, so to speak, time-consuming thing. And but I'm also a live performer, you know. I love it. It's great, you know. You get to see the fans there, you know. You put the, you know, you have the album, so that's the place where to sell it nowadays, you know. And so yeah, I think I'm quite positive that I will be touring for the rest of my life
right
now.
Yes.
And it's almost always fun, and then you, of course, when you tour for certain weeks and then you go back to home and then you write for songs
yeah.
or you just be with your family or do other things, you know. So it's just not touring, really.
Is being a mother, do you think it's going to change the way you see life, look at life, do you think?
Of course, it already has changed.
It has.
You know, I'm like, I've always been very happy, positive people, a person. And I think I'm happier nowadays. You know, you just, you know, this it is such a big thing, really, have children. Mm. And, you know, I used to tour and you go home and there's nobody, so to speak. But now there's somebody waiting for me, somebody really needing me. And,
yes.
And the joy of children and just seeing them growing, it's something amazing.
What you can't see, dear listener, is the light in Aya's eyes as she's talking to me there. Because obviously it is so important and so valuable to you.
It's amazing. I couldn't believe it. It's going to be like that. And of course, it has made the way I approach the music and life and everything, it has made everything much deeper.
Mm.
You know, so and of course, you know, it is a huge experience.
Yes,
to have children. Yes, amen.
It's been a joy. It's the third time we've been to the boat. It's always become a standard. Every time you come to the UK, you come and see your session, which I'm so pleased about. And I think the album is fabulous. And wish you loads of luck with it. And look forward to seeing you the next time you come, which will be a year and a half's time, whatever. Yeah. The website where people can go to, because you're pretty active on both that, and everything's up to date. So the website is
www.arielutinen.com.
And if the spelling for that is a problem, worry not. Ravenblues.co.uk will take you straight to it if you click on the link under Aya's face. And Facebook, you're there too. And so basically social media, you're everywhere on it too.
Yes, you can come and like us, so we'll be spamming you all the time.
And look forward to seeing you when you return in some 18 months' time, I hope.
I think it's going to be next year at the same time.
Okay.
In the fall.
Hopefully they'll be sort of almost 2 years old. So hopefully all the children will be with you as well, which will be fabulous.
We'll see.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for your time on The Raven and the Blues. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
What are you going to finish with?
All right. This will be the song that I wrote to Mr. Elmer James himself. And this is the king of the slide guitar.
When I hear some music from that dance land, when I hear some stories from my Mississippi man, born in 1980, feels like long ago. No matter cause, eventually he pulls will cure your soul. Sang his songs every day, he was a star. Everybody knows his name, the king of the slide guitar. My bleeding heart, he cures my pain. I play his song again and again. My bleeding heart cures my pain. Sun can dry up all the rain. Played his fire guitar like the way he tore his. Always whiskey and cigars. What a raw emotion, you wanna feel some more. What a deep emotion, like you never heard before. Like you never heard before. Sang his songs every day, he was a star. Everybody knows his name, the king of the slide.